This is Mark Steiner, and today is January the 27th.
We shall overcome one day. We shall overcome one day. We shall overcome the Lord one day.
That was Mahalia Jackson singing We Shall Overcome. Today in 1972, Mahalia Jackson passed away. She was born in New Orleans. When she moved to Chicago in 1927, she met Thomas Dorsey, the father of gospel music, and she toured with him for 14 years. In 1948, she recorded Move On Up a Little Higher, which went to sell 8 million copies. Mahalia Jackson became the crossover wonder. She is in every Hall of Fame you can name. At the storied 1963 March on Washington, when Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was speaking, she famously kept saying, "Tell them about the dream, Martin. Tell them about the dream." And he did. We remember today the great Mahalia Jackson. Some would argue that our life of sleep deprivation began on this day in 1880. It is this day that Thomas Edison received a patent for the electric incandescent lamp. Before the electric lamp, humans went to sleep when it got dark, and they would sleep for 4 or 5 hours, then get up, wake up, talk to friends, eat, drink, smile at their spouse, and go back to sleep until sunrise. Now we get an average of 6.1 hours sleep a night. So thank you, Thomas Edison, for giving us light. Now we just have to find some time to sleep. And today in 1945, the Russians liberated Auschwitz. The first Auschwitz concentration camp was opened 5 years earlier in 1940. At least 960 Jews were killed in Auschwitz, and Russia, they will be celebrating the last major anniversary where the remaining elderly survivors will be able to come and pay their respects at that camp. And today, Leontine Price made her debut at the Metropolitan Opera in Il Traviata in 1961. This is groundbreaking for her peers and the binds of the unspoken racial segregation that made it all but impossible for black operatic talent to join the big leagues. And in 1969, there was a wildcat strike in Detroit at the Eldon Avenue Axle Plant. Now, that itself would not particularly stand out in history had it not been organized by the Revolutionary Union Movement, known as RUM, or R-U-M. Each auto plant had one, and this was the Eldon Avenue Revolutionary Union Movement. The black workers walked out with Polish women workers, the movement that went on to become the Union of Black Revolutionary Workers, that got major concessions from the auto industry and became a serious political force in Detroit. And we remember Charles Luttidge Dotson, who passed away today in 1847. Most of us have never heard that name, but that's because the brilliant author of Alice's Adventures in Wonderland wrote under the pen name of Lewis Carroll. And there's a great song for us to think about on this January the 27th. Where have all the flowers gone? If I had a hammer, turn, turn, turn. And yes, we shall overcome, which we heard at the top of today's day in history. These are songs for all time, written by and first sung by and given to the world by one of the greatest songwriters, performers, revolutionaries, fighters for social justice, who sang at Obama's first inauguration. He performed until shortly before he passed away at the age of 99. The legendary, gentle human being, Pete Seeger, passed away last year on this day. And we're hearing Turn, Turn, Turn.
To everything, turn, turn, turn. There is a season, turn, turn.
To continue your exploration of this day in history, visit steinershow.org for resources. Thanks for listening. We'll be right back.